So the main sticking points, as I see them, are the fighting must stop, which is probably the major demand for the Ukrainian government. Ukrainians also have to admit that they will not get control of the border with Russia, some 400 kilometers before the elections, which was their big wish, but they have to live with that. So they will not get it. And I think this is also very important that we move forward towards a peace settlement with no illusions. And then Ukraine had such illusions that if they just wait long enough, someday Russia and the separatists will say, okay, we are ready to change. This is not going to happen. So the most important thing for me is that the fighting stops and then Ukraine starts to move towards a political settlement.
I mean, the fighting is not as intense as it once was, but is it in Putin's interest to keep this going as a frozen conflict, simply to keep the West on its toes?
Well, I guess Russia's and Putin's interest is for this conflict to continue like a slow fire, you know, because such a slow boiling conflict with one or two or three dead people a day just makes Ukraine bleed and keeps the resources of the country tired. So Ukraine is not able to move forward, to develop its economy, to stabilize its political system. And the Ukrainian population is getting wary of that war, because it is still a war, in my opinion, at least.
But, I mean, it is a war that's concentrated in the east of the country. So what's the general mood like in Kiev? Is there a sense there that life is getting back to normal and that war is just a distant rumble?
I've been traveling to the region, to the eastern Ukraine, just a month or two ago. When you travel to the areas close to the conflict zone, people try to live their normal lives, so you don't immediately feel there is a war just 10 or 20 kilometers away. But this is just a psychological reaction. Even if you are just 800 kilometers away from the war zone in western Ukraine, you still feel it because the dead soldiers are coming home. Then they are buried and the wounded soldiers are coming. There is still the army is rotating. So some people are going to the front, the others are coming back home. So this is a bleeding wound. It continues to bleed and I see no stopping it.
If we look at the wider picture, all attention now is on, of course, the war in Iraq and Syria, which is also highlighting the differences and the tensions between the West and Russia. At the Berlin talks, they discussed Russian airstrikes in Syria, and France and Germany warned Moscow again about the dangers of more sanctions. Given the Ukraine experience, how effective are sanctions as a bargaining point with Putin?
Well, I guess the sanctions are rather effective, and I think they are working, and I think they prevented Russia from moving forward and escalating the conflict further in Ukraine. To Syria, I don't think there will be any sanctions on the Western side because there is no unity between Western partners. So Russia has nothing to fear, actually. Putin knows quite well he can do actually anything. He can continue what he's done before, with some pauses like on Thursday when the fighting stops for a few hours, which gives the Western diplomats the opportunity to say, let's continue working with Russia. Maybe we'll still have a chance. So this is the game Moscow is playing, I believe at least, engaging with the West at some points, creating an illusion that a solution is possible and then fighting again.
But what's his goal, do you think, in a wider sense, not just with Ukraine, but also Syria vis-a-vis the West?
Well, in general, I believe his goal is kind of a revanche for the lost Cold War. So he wants to get back what the Soviet Union used to have in the 80s, 70s or 60s, a strong position on the global scale, a strong Russia which is respected, which is, in his eyes, probably when the Western world is afraid of Russia, this is what he wants and this is what he has achieved already.
But how far is he willing to go?
Well, nobody knows that, but I believe that further military conflicts, maybe in some other parts of the world, not only in Ukraine, are possible because this is something which is working in Putin's eyes. He is ready to fight war and he's ready to send his soldiers whatever the cost. And the West is not ready to do that, and this is which makes Putin strong.